Let's begin with who you are, how you came to prominence. Why is it that people know who you are?
Probably the first thing I did was get interviewed by the police for saying that transitioning children is abuse. on Twitter.
Okay. But this has just been made illegal in Britain, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's relatively, isn't it? Because people are going to... Basically, if your parents wish to allow the medical establishment to abuse you, they can give consent.
Right.
So now they can... If you're a Munchausen's by proxy parent, you can still go ahead and transition your kids.
I can't help but notice you're not varnishing any of this.
No. I do think it's really monstrous, actually, to alter kids' bodies. So I am going to use relatively plain language for that. But yes, so that it is now very difficult to do that. If you're a 15-year-old, you can't allow the medical establishment to abuse you. So I just tweeted a few things. I got interviewed under caution. That went into the Times. I was already relatively well known. Mm. I'd been on Mum's Net for a long time as Posy Parker. My real name's Kelly J. Mm. Just speaking out, because I came across this stuff in 2015, realised that you weren't allowed to talk about women without qualifying what a woman was, and you couldn't talk about transitioning kids. And so that's all I wanted to talk about.
Right, because as I'm no expert on this, but as I understand it, the drugs that puberty blockers and whatever hormone replacement therapy and all that sort of thing, as I understand it, it's pretty much untested, and the results and the long-term consequences aren't well known. Is that correct?
No, it's almost worse than that, because it has been tested. So for different bits of the population. So in America, there was a big scandal about puberty blockers because they were giving doctors kickbacks to the tune of sometimes about $1.6 million. And they were prescribing it to men that they knew would die with prostate cancer as opposed to of prostate cancer, older men. Hmm. And those men were then dying of heart failure as a side effect. So we know already that it's a little bit of a tricky drug. Hmm. But yeah, it's totally untested on kids. It's insane. It causes infertility. It causes a lack of sexual function. So basically it renders little boy children eunuchs. And they're not even chemically castrated, because they don't get to a point of even fancying anyone.
They don't get the sort of sexual maturity that a regular adult does.
No, so you never fancy anyone. You never have a sexual feeling. None of that. That just disappears with that.
I mean, it makes you wonder how this is legal in the first place, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's properly insane. So you render a child's body more, well, I don't know what you render it actually, because it just remains in an infant state in adulthood. So you render it whatever we'd like to call that. So it looks less like the sex that you are, but it doesn't work as any sex.
Right.
It's really like crazy.
Well, it seems like some sort of Frankenstein style experiment, doesn't
it? Yeah,
it
is gross.
And I mean, I've heard that this affects like bone development and the increase of chance of getting cancer and things like this. Mm. And all of these terrible side effects. And you never hear any of this in the media. You only hear the sort of constant praise that comes from the braveness of transitioning. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, it does sound quite brave if the consequences of this dire. Yeah. I mean, God.
Yeah. But what I think about the whole topic is that this celebration just masks questioning. That's all that it does. But I've no idea how we got here. I can't imagine the first person who thought it was a good idea. And any parent that hasn't researched, I barely gave my kids Calpol unless I really, really had to. Because I just sort of think that bodies are supposed to do certain things. You're supposed to get a little bit hot so you can fight off infection. And weirdly, you're supposed to go through puberty so you can live a happy adult life. There is a purpose to it. Evolution doesn't get things like that wrong. It's quite important.
To watch the full video, please become a premium member at lotuseaters.com.